There is safety by Sheila Kopp at havinggod.com. This is a post I wrote in 2018. We are now in 2022, and troubles have not gone away from us. I don't think there's ever going to be a time in our lives where we won't have some kind of trouble or things we worry about. With this pandemic still upon us, I thought this write-up is still applicable. I hope it blesses you and encourages you today. God bless. God is a refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Psalm 46, verse 1. We live in a time and age where there is so much fear and anxiety. There is so much uncertainty in the world. You don't have to look at the other side of the world to see there is so much fear and unrest. Even here in America, parents wake up wondering if their children are going to be safe out there. According to one report, on average this year, there has been one school shooting every week. By June of 2018, there have been 154 mass shootings in the United States. Imagine that. School is where we felt safe growing up, and now it's a place children should be running away from. September is here and many schools have reopened. Will there be any safety? Will there ever be any peace in our world? I don't really know if we will ever come to a place of any peace in this world. I don't believe so. The Bible even warned us that when we finally say peace and safety, then sudden destruction will take place. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 3. We all want peace and safety. We all want what's good for our children and for our society. But I don't know if we will ever get that on our own. All I know is that safety is of the Lord. If we want it, we better ask Him for it. The Bible tells us this. It says, the horse is prepared against the day of battle, but safety is of the Lord. Proverbs 21, verse 31. Essentially, we can prepare all we want, and it is good to be prepared as much as possible in our power to do so. But at the end of the day, when it comes to being safe, the only true place of safety is in the name of the Lord. The Bible tells us, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run it into it and is safe. Proverbs 18, verse 10. I don't know about you, and I don't know what situation you need safety from. But whatever it is, spiritual or physical, you can count on the Lord to give it to you. Just ask Him. And keep on asking Him until He gives it to you. It is important to keep asking and to wait on Him. When I'm having a nightmare in the middle of the night, I cry out to the Lord and He saves me. When I'm in the car and see trucks and cars zoom by so fast and I feel afraid, I call on the name of the Lord and He saves me and comforts me. When a loved one is sick and dying and I'm afraid I might lose them, I cry on the name of the Lord and He comes and comforts me and heals them. Even being afraid of someone who might come and hurt me, I talk to the Lord about it, and He saves me and comforts me. It doesn't matter what situation we will find ourselves in, even when things seem to go from bad to worse. If we look to the Lord and wait for His salvation, He will be there for us. The key thing is to never, ever give up on calling on the name of the Lord. God tells us, and ye shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. Jeremiah 29, verse 13. The important thing is to find Him. When we find Him, then everything is going to be all right. Don't give up searching and seeking for Him so that you will find Him. When we find Him, everything is going to be all right. Remember, safety is of the Lord. There is safety in Jesus. Do not be afraid. If you are looking for protection, you can find it in God. Just call on Him and find Him, and you will be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 10 verse 13. Prayer. Father, there are a lot of scary things that are happening in our day and age. I cannot even fathom the things people go through and experience. Our world is full of hate and sadness, sorrow and pain. There is fear everywhere. But regardless, You are faithful. You understand all things. You have not left us without help and without a name to call on in time of trouble. Lord Jesus, I thank You that You are faithful. I thank You that You are our refuge and strength in time of trouble. You will come to save us and will comfort us. All we need to do is call upon You, and we will be saved. I pray, Savior, that You will help me to stay with You and abide in You every day. This is the only way I can guarantee my safety in this life, daily abiding in You and doing Your will. When I do Your will, You will give me whatever I ask for. Your word said, He will fulfill the desire of them that fear Him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. If I love You and do Your will, there is nothing that You will not give to me. Please, Lord Jesus, help me today to seek Your will, Your face, and abide in You, so that any time I am afraid and need safety, You will be there for me. I ask all of these things, Father, in Your most wonderful and precious name, Jesus. Thank You, Father.